Ho bedivrei Torah, ho b'maso b'matin. Bedivrei Torah heve, b'maso matin leheve. In learning Torah, there were bali amon, trustworthy people. But maso matin, we went to do business, weren't trustworthy anymore. They did business, everything was crookery. It wasn't trustworthy. There was no more bali amon in the maso matin. Stop doing the business. Tana rabbonin, ma'isav rabbin Yochanan ben Zakkai. He was running on a donkey. He was going on the road. And Rabbi Elazar ben Oruch was going in back of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So Rabbi Elazar ben Oruch said to Yochanan ben Zakkai, teach me, please, this perek of Yecheskel about the Ma'aseh Makovah, exactly what's doing upstairs by Shemayim, by Kodesh Baruch Hu's Kisa Kovah, all the Melochim. Teach me what's doing there. Oh my Lord, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai answered him, Lokash and Islachem, didn't I already teach you already the first this Mishnah we had that Veloiba Makova Biyochid? I can't teach Makova even to one Talmud. The Rebbe can't give a shir in these inyonim. Elim came Hoyachocha Neiva Midaitoi. Unless he understands himself, like I can't give you a shir in this, you have to understand it yourself. Is Oh my Lord, Rebbe, so Rabbi Elazar ben Oruch said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, to Hashemi Leimel Lefanecha Dovr Echad. Shalom Aratoni, let me teach you one thing that you told me.
So Omar Loi Emor, so Yochanan ben Zakkai said, okay, say. And what he meant to say that Rabbi Elazar remembered that he once taught him about the Ma'aseh Makovah. So he went to tell him over now what he learned once about the Ma'aseh Makovah. So the story was that Miyad Yov Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Malachamor, right away he went off his donkey and his satav, he put it, wrapped himself, Yoshev Alev and Takat Azayas, and he sat on a stone underneath the olive tree. So Omele Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar ben Oruch said to him, if they ma you ratat to me alachamor, how come you got off your donkey? Omer, he said, Ef Shirat to Derech Ma'aseh Makovah, you're dashing now about the Ma'aseh Makovah, Shechin Mimonu, and the Shechin is with us. O Malachi Yashoros Malavanoi son, with the Malachi Yashoros, what's with us right now? For Niyakov alachamor, and I can still ride on my donkey?
About the Ma'aseh Makovah, about what's doing in the Shemayim. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai heard it, he right away got off his chamor and sat down and he said like this. Omar, Ef Sha'at Tadarash Ma'aseh Makovah, maybe you're darshaning now about the Ma'aseh Makovah. O Shechini Monu, and the Shechini is with us. O Malachi Ashoras Malavan Nisonu, and the Malachi Ashoras are going with us, are working with us. Vanierkav al Chamor, and I could sit down and I could run on a Chamor, it's not for covet. And since they were talking about the Ma'aseh Makovah, for sure Hashem, the Shechini, the Malachim were there, so he got off his donkey and sat down on the floor. Miyad Tosak Rabbi Elazar ben Oruch Ma'aseh Makovah. Right away, Rabbi Elazar ben Oruch started to learn about the Ma'aseh Makovah. V'dorash and Yudarshin there, V'yorod Eish Min Hashemayim, and it came down a fire from Shemayim. V'sivavo Kol Hilon Shebesoda, and all the trees around it were full of fire. Poschu Kulam, and all the trees, everybody together, opened up the mouth and said V'yomru Shira, and the old said Shira gave praise to Hashem. Mashira, what do they sing? Omru Halalu As Hashem Menoras Tanin Mechotomis Eitz. That's what happened here. Vice versa, he did know the Ma'aseh Makovah, even though at first Elazar ben Oruch told Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, teach it to me. But vice versa, then he did know it, then they were dashing it. He sat down, he started to open up and talk about the Ma'aseh Makovah. Then the Mor says, Nena Malach Menesh V'yomar, the Malach, or one Malach, that was from fire, said, Hein Hein Ma'aseh Makovah. This is the Ma'aseh Makovah. But they were learning, like he knew right Pshat, that was the Pshat in the Ma'aseh Makovah. Is Omad Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ben Oskar Roshay. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai got up and kissed him on his head. He kissed Rabbi Elazar ben Oruch. The Omer, and he said, Boruch Hashem l'kei Yisrael, shenosan ben Avram Avinu, sheyedei lehovin v'lachko v'lidros v'maisam akova. And Boruch Hashem, I see you a big time of and Taki know the right pshat, you dashed in the right way. So he gave a shvach to like Avram Avinu was like that such a child, such a descendant, or a Rabbi Elazar ben Oruch. The Mora says, Yesh no dervish, some people dash and say very nicely, but V'yei no mekayim, they don't do what they say. No mekayim, some people do what they say, V'yei no dervish, but they don't dash and they don't say such nice things. Ata, but you're Elazar ben Oruch, no dervish, you dash and very good here in the Ma'aseh Makovah. Like I said, you learned right pshat over here, V'no mekayim, and what you're doing is also very good. Like your Ma'aseh, my good Ma'aseh. Ashrecha Avram Avinu, Shelozer Ben Oruch Yoitze Michalotzecha. It's a big shvach, a praise to Avram Avinu that he had such a descendant like Yelozer Ben Oruch that came out of him. This was the Ma'aseh. No. Yochanan Zakkai didn't want to teach it to him, and he said himself. He dashed himself. The Ma'aseh was Rav Elazar ben Aruch himself said, let me say it over. So he dashed, and he dashed the right way. And the Malachim, the fire came down to prove the way he learned. They said the right way. So Rav Yechon Mazakeh saw this, he gave him back this bracha.
Now the Gemara says, Ukeshinemru hadvorim of Rav Yeshua, when these things were told over to Rav Yeshua, what happened? Ho Yehuv Rav Yeshia koyim alchum aderech. Hey, Rav Yeshua and Rav Yeshia koyim were walking in the street. We were walking on the derech. Omrus, they said to himself, Af onu nidros b'maisa makova. Let us also dash now about the maisa makova.
The Roman said over these things, Ukeshinemru wahadvorim lefnei Rav Yeshua. Him and Rabbi Yosef Kohen walking on the roads. Is Omru, they said, Af onu nidrus b'maisa makova. Hey, they heard over the story over there. So now they also said, let's also dashin about the maisa makova. Is pasach Rabbi Yeshua, Yeshua opened up with Dorish and dashin. For Yosef ayoyim tkufas Tammuz oya. Now that day was in the summertime. It was in Tammuz. Niskashru shemayim bovim. That the sky got full of clouds. V'nira kim in keshes bonen, and it was like a rainbow in the crowds. V'yamalchi asharas mekabtin uboyin lishmaya, and even the malachim came to listen. Kim nayodim shemekabtin uboyin lirois v'mizmutei chosim v'kala. And suddenly everybody comes together to see a chosim v'kala. That's the way the malachim came here to listen to the way they were dashing about the ma'isa makova. As holoch Rabbi Yosi Hakohen v'sipa dvorim lefnei Rabbi Yechon Metzakai. So Rabbi Yosi Hakohen told over to Rabbi Yechon Metzakai. The Yomer, he also said back to Rabbi Yechon Metzakai, Ashreichem v'yashrei l'atzeichem. Ashrei einoi shekach roya, like praise to you and to your children, and praise to whoever sees this. V'yaf ani v'yatem b'chaloi mi misubin hayinu al ha-Sinai. And also my dream, I once was sitting by ha-Sinai. V'nosnu aleinu basko m'shrem basko came out from the Shemayim. Olu lekan. Shraklin gedolim u'matzoyis nois mutzoyis lachem. That what came down, what he saw, was a big palace, and there were beautiful beds there. And atem atamidchem v'tamidu tamidchem uzumonim lekashlishis. That you and the Talmidim are zeichet to be in the third kas. Mashmin Shemayim, that there are a lot of different kitim. Rashi lekashlishi, shakitis ayosh lefnei Shechina. There are different rows where you sit in front of Hashem, in front of the Shekhinah. They were zechut to be in the third row. The Mo'eni, it's not that way. V'tan Rabbi Yisrael Yudu Oimer, Shaloisha Hatzoya Sein. There were only three people that learned the Ma'isa Makova. Rabbi Yeshua Hatzoya Devren Mufnei Rabbi Yechon Mezakai. Rabbi Yeshua said over the things in front of Rabbi Yechon Mezakai. Rabbi Akiva Hirtzachlo Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Akiva said over Dash and Ma'isa Makova in front of Rabbi Yeshua. And Hananya Ben Chakinoi Hirtzachlo Rabbi Akiva. That there was Yedua, there were three times when the Talmidim learned through the Ma'isa Makova. Now, only these three times, the kash was, V'ilu Reb Loza ben Aruch, Loika Choshev. How come our first story was with Reb Loza ben Aruch? How come they don't bring it down? So Gemara says, the arts of Yatza can make a Choshev. When it was a double conversation, back and forth, they bring it down. However, the arts of Liatza Kamei, when just he dashens, but it wasn't dashed in front of him, it does Loika Choshev. Like over there, Yechon and Zaka, they're not dashing at him. He was just saying it one way. Yeah. All right, stop.
Gemara says, though, Bochanina, though, Bar Chaginoi, the Loyatze Kameh Bekochoshev, they do include him. And the more, the Yatze Mio Kameh Man Diyatze. He was saying in front of somebody, at least that person heard it over with somebody else. In other words, at least he said it over in front of somebody that did learn it with somebody else. Mashenkin Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch instead of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Vaisas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai did not teach it to anybody else before. So therefore it doesn't count, doesn't say this one of the three cases. Alright, we'll stop here.
You're holding off your dollar on the base, the bottom. By Tana Rabbon, around 10 lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbon, Arbo Nichnusu Bapardis. Four Tamil Chomim Choshva people went into the Pardis. Exactly what the Pardis is, Rashi says, Nichnasu the Pardis means Olu L'Rikia Ayidei Shem. So Rashi learns Poshid Ayidei Shem of Hashem that took a jet and went up to Shemayim. He went into Shemayim to the Rikia. Tosis learns Nichnasu the Pardis means Kagoin Ayidei Shem, the same thing. They said Hashem's name and they, So Tosis learns, "V'loy olu l'malo mamish." It doesn't mean the mamish went to the Shemayim. Hello, hayeniru lehem kumayshalu. It looked as if they were in the Shemayim. V'chaim pirish borach. So kitus amachlokes. Rashi's Marashma Mamish Olurkiya. They went up to Shemayim. These are four people that, when they were alive, they went up to see what's doing in Shemayim. They saw the Malachim in Shemayim. V'yeluhen, these are the four people. Ben Azai, Uben Zoyma, Achar, V'Rabbi Akiva. These are the four people. Omalem Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said to them like this. Kishate magia meitzel avne shayish tor. When you come near a tor dika avne shayish, a marble stone that's tor. So Rashi says it means mavik kemayin slulin, was bright like pure water, clean water. Is al toimru mayimayin. Don't say the word mayimayin. Rashi yeshkan eich nelech. You have to say al toimru mayimayin yeshkan. There's water here. Where should I go? Mishum shenem. But the pasuk says, people that say lies, it won't be clear in front of them. So the Rach explains here, there's a place in Shemayim that looked like water, but really it wasn't. So if you say for water, water, it looks like you're saying a sheker there. Someplace in the Shemayim was Eitel Avnei Shayish Tor, they shouldn't say like where we should go, they're for water, for water. But Ben Azai, what happened after these four people when they went up to Shemayim? Ben Azai hits it to Mace. Ben Azai looked, and he died right away. Trashi hits it to Sarah Shchino. He looked at the Sarah Shchino, and his dovka nafshei b'Hashem, and he was mace. And all of a kosovayim on him, the pasuk says, Yoko b'yeni Hashem hamov sole chasidov. It's nice in the eyes of Hashem, the mis of chasidim. His Ben Azai was dovik b'Hashem, and that's why he was mace. Ben Zoyma, the next one is Ben Zoyma, hits it. He also looked at the Shchino. Venifka, and he got hit. Trashi nitra for daitoi. He like lost his mind when he looked at the Shrina. V'yolo makos avoyim on him, the Pasuk says, Tavash matzosa, echo dayecho, pentis beini, v'ha-keisoi. That you have sweet honey, you eat it, and you have plenty of it, and you fill yourself up with it so much, v'ha-keisoi, you'll vomit it up. Like here, he looked at the Shrina, and because that was nitra for daitoi, he lost his mind. Achor, Kitzas Pinatias. Achor will soon see the whole story about Achor. He became a Roshi afterwards. He came down, he came like an Apicurus, and he was Kitzas Pinatias. A Losh, like he cut down the Natias. Anything that was grown, he cut it down. Like all the Schusim, all the Torah that he learned, he cut down afterwards, he became like an Apicurus. Rabbi Akiva Yotzev Sholom. Rabbi Akiva is the only one that came down from Shemayim, and he came out still in peace. Sholom as Ben Zoyma. So he asked a shout to Ben Zoyma. Mahul Isrusei Kalba. If you have a dog, can be Mesaris him, mean castrate him, take off his beitzim. Are you allowed to do it to a dog? Shrashi Mahul Isrusei Kalba. Hoyov Isiris Ksiv Eitzim Mumei Korbin. Vikelov Afilu Chlifa Voslim Isbeach. The Iki is not to do this to an animal, says by a korbin. So maybe only an animal that's kosher for korbin. A dog, we know, is possible for korban, and even the chalipah, if you exchange a dog for another animal, that animal is also possible for the korban. So I was a shayla, maybe there's no isser, maybe still it's osser. Omalahem, so he answered back, the pasuk says, in your land, don't do it, don't castrate an animal. So we darshan kol shabartzachem lesasu. Any type of an animal in your land, you're not allowed to do. So even a kelev also is an isser to misaris a kelev. Vayta shalu as Ben Zoyma. They ask another shalu in front of Ben Zoyma. Pesula sheibro malu kain godel. We know there's a mitzvah kain godel is only allowed to marry a psula and not a bula. So the question is, let's say you have a psula, nobody lived with her, but she became pregnant. What's the case? So Mar says, Micha shinu the Shmuel. Are we afraid from Shmuel or not? So Rashi learns, Besula Shibra Malakan Godom. Viyay Mera Sheyimtsu La Besulim. She says she still has Besulim, and even though she's pregnant, she still has Besulim. Inami Kain Godom Nosa, or else the Kain Godom married her. For La Yoda she Muberis, and the Kain Godom did not know she's Muberis. Umotsu La Besulim. She is pregnant, but she still has the psulim. What's the law? Could a Kohen Gadol still stay married to her now?
It's interesting that Shmuel, before Shmuel...
Samara says, so we hold like Shmuel's halacha.